Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to a special Sunday Masters edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It's 1 o'clock Eastern time, so we're about 1 hour and 50 minutes from the leaders teeing off in the final round of the 79th Masters competition. And what a week it's been at Augusta National, starting off with, on the Wednesday par 3 contest, the famed Jack Nicklaus making his first hole-in-one ever at Augusta, either in the tournament proper, in a practice round, or in the par 3 contest. Hundreds and hundreds of par 3 holes that Jack has played in his illustrious career. Finally makes the hole-in-one. What a tribute to Jack, as he is, of course, the master of the Masters with the most Masters titles at 6. Storylines abound this week, not the least of which is Jordan Spieth, 21 years old, a couple of months short of 22, two-time PGA Tour champion. He won an event a couple of weeks ago, came in second in two more events in the last 3 weeks. The hottest player in the world right now with a 4-stroke lead, playing in the final group with U.S. Open champion of a couple of years ago at Marion, Justin Rose, who came on really strong yesterday with an amazing back nine, 5 birdies and 6 holes. Phil Mickelson feeling it yesterday with a brilliant 67, stands 5 strokes back, and he will play with fellow San Diegan Charlie Hoffman. Charlie Hoffman, at 38 years old, has never come close to contending in a major championship. Looking good, not 1 ounce of fallback in Charlie yesterday. Played great. Now, the featured group of the day, other than the final groups that I just mentioned, Rory McIlroy, number 1 in the world, playing with Tiger Woods, number 111 in the world. How does that sound? 111th in the world. But playing a lot better than that. Tiger found it. His short game's been brilliant. His long game has been mediocre, actually, this week. But he's 6 under par, and anything can happen. They are both 10 strokes back. Paul Laurie overtook Jean Vandeveld at Carnoustie about 15 years ago to win his major championship. In fact, 16 years ago, 1999. In the British Open. I don't see either of them doing it. However, there's only a handful of guys in front of them, like 4. So the number of players in front is not the margin of difficulty. It's the number of strokes. Kevin Streelman, Kevin Na, Dustin Johnson, who had a disappointing day yesterday with his 73, are also 10 strokes back. And then Hideki Matsuyama, the Japanese star, is 11 strokes back. I want to take just a second to talk about maybe a few of the disappointments at this year's Masters and a few of the other storylines. Ben Crenshaw played in his final Augusta National Tournament. He is, of course, a 2-time Masters champion, an emotional event at the 18th with his longtime caddy, Carl Jackson, not able to carry the bag for the 2 rounds around the very hilly and very, very hilly, very humid days. So his brother, that is Carl Jackson's brother, Bud, took the bag. Crenshaw, 63 years old, hangs it up and got a terrific ovation as he well deserves. I'd say Freddie Couples is a little disappointment. Missed the cut by a lot. Tom Watson had a brilliant round on Thursday at 71 and a not-so-brilliant round of 81 on Friday. Miguel Angel Jimenez, who had contended last year, missed the cut. Looking down the list here of guys that probably could have contended, or we might have thought they would have contended, didn't have a good go of it. Brant Snedeker missed the cut. Billy Horschel missed the cut. Jim Furyk, no real surprise there. The course was playing so long. Furyk is not going to ever win a Masters. It's just too long for him right now. Guys that made the cut but are not playing terrific, Matt Kuchar. I would have thought maybe Matt would have played a little bit better. He's three over par as we speak. I'm looking. Mark O'Meara made the cut, and he's only one over, so that's a good event for him. Lee Westwood, even par, nothing going on. Let's see. Angel Cabrera is two under. Bubba Watson just eagled the second hole, so he is two under par. I can't see if you're certainly not going to win the tournament 15 back, but Bubba, that's a little bit of a disappointment for the defending champion. Zach Johnson, no problem for Zach, four under par, another former champion. But let's talk for a minute about today's round. Phil Mickelson, will he win a fourth Masters? For some reason, I think that Phil will win a fourth Masters. The window of opportunity is closing, though, obviously with age, obviously with his performance, and, of course, other players playing so well, including the young Jordan Spieth. Spieth looked great yesterday. He did have a problem getting up and down and then three-putted at 17 for a double, which dropped his lead from, at that particular time, from six down to four, and that's how he ended with a four-stroke lead. Who will win the Masters today? Will it be Spieth, Rose, Mickelson, Hoffman, or will somebody come from way behind to win? I'm taking Jordan Spieth. I think the youngster will hang on. And actually, I don't think he'll hang on. You can't really hang on. You have to come fourth and win. I think the positions of the pins and the hole positions will be, a lot of them will be very typical and very accessible. I do not think that Augusta National will make anything more difficult than it's been already this week. And the youngster has got a knack of making shots when he really needs to, and he is a superb short game and putter, especially putter. He did have a couple of short putts that he missed yesterday. Hey, it can happen to anybody. He did shoot a 200 par 70. If he shoots another 200 par 70, he wins the tournament today. That's a statement I'm going to make and stand by. So that's my show for today. I'll see you on Wednesday with my regular Blog Talk Radio One Thought Golf episode. So until then, enjoy the final round of the Masters. This is Bob Geismar saying for One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio, so long for now.